Okay, my name is Alex Webb. I'm here on behalf of the Wellcome Trust. The date is the 7th of August, 2009, and it is 4:15 in the morning. If you could state your name, date of birth, and where you're from.
The name is Ricky Hobson, date of birth 31st of January 1993, and I come from Crawley in West Sussex.
So when did you initially find out about the project?
Basically, I found out about it just walking past, very random. I was walking past one night after a heavy night out and ended up standing there for about 4.5 hours. I missed my early train home, which was bad. Walked past and loved it. I saw it from where it is and just fell in love with it. It was bizarre.
And how did you feel when you found out you got a place?
I was, well, actually, I kind of had to run to the toilet very quickly, but yeah, it was amazing. I can't describe it, as if Big Brother had phoned and said, "Hey, you're going in the house." You know, I very excited. Yeah. Yeah.
So could you tell us what you're planning to do when you get out there?
Yeah. Well, the first thought was a challenge to myself, not anything deep. Like a personal challenge, but I was going to dance non-stop for 1 hour. So I got as many CDs together as I could and a CD player, together with a lot of sweets, actually, to throw at people who are wanting just to soften them up a bit. Dance solid for 1 hour, really, just because I've never actually done it before. So, damn it, I'm going to do it now.
So are you a dancer? Are you...
I used to be, well, I don't know if you could call me professional, but I'm good at the agadoo and stuff like that. I used to work on holiday camps as like a dancer and a singer, sort of Ricky Coat, as it were. I'm not professional, no, but I give it a bloody good go. Yeah.
Could you like tell us just a little bit about your background and kind of what you do and...
Yeah. People are quite surprised because my main sort of history is has been performance, sort of on stage. I've done sort of Amdram theatre shows, sort of physical comedy on stage and things like that. I studied drama at college, which I passed in quite successfully, I might add. I used to have a very big performance art background after I studied at college. I went to do holiday camp work and then came home because... a normal life is what you've got to live. You have to earn money and go back to reality. So I now work in an office for a travel company, basically sat in front of a laptop and in front of a telephone for 9 hours a day. But there's always that sort of, you know, passion in the back of your mind. You have to earn full time, but I used to do performance, but I don't anymore, sadly. Yeah.
So is that something you'd like to get back into? Definitely.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah. I always used to want to be a TV presenter, amazingly. I mean, I've got the right hair for it, of course. I don't know. It's hard. Everyone's always said to me, you chose the worst sort of profession to go into. Singing, dancing, acting, it's unpaid, it's on and off, it's not constant. And they're absolutely right, to be honest. So I never went into it full time. I am officially a full time office worker. Sort of because I have to, not by choice. Because I have to. You have to earn money at the end of the day. You can't just hop from job to job and live your dream, you know, if your skin is a big issue seller or something. I don't know if that's right to say, but that's the likeness I can compare it to. Yeah, it's bizarre.
Could this be, you know, significant in the sense of it could be a turning point? So, you know, after this, you kind of then get back into the performance somewhere. I mean, you know, could you look at it like that?
Yeah, I could do. It could kind of spur me on. Because I think the thing is, if you do something sort of... if you get up and you entertain... See, that's what I like doing, is keep people on their toes and keep people laughing and keep people going. If you do it at least once, then you kind of sort of look at yourself and think, wow, I've just done that, so I can do it again. And you carry on, but you have to keep in it, otherwise you will... lose it and you'll go back to full-time life. And it's
could you tell us, just that's really interesting about the comedy kind of performance thing. Could you describe, you know, the kind of stuff you're doing?
Yeah, well, the last show, it's when I was at college, it was full time, you know, performance, you know, run home, back for rehearsals, blah, 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 schedule, full time. Holiday camps was dancing, singing, comedy sketches to people who come over from Manchester for a couple of days, you know, just entertaining them. But in real life, it got harder because I had to work full time and do theatre on the side. So yeah, I was in a performance which actually ran for a couple of years, sort of on and off. It was amazing, to be honest, because I did the performance once in a summer, and then they asked us back the next summer to do it again, and it was all physical comedy, sort of. Okay, if I'm honest, I had to play the part of a stripper, which with my love handles and muffin top was not very nice to look at, but it was amazing. It was so much fun. It was good, and I would absolutely do it again, but again, full-time work gets in the way, and that's what you need. The money, you can't do it forever, unfortunately. It's kind of like a dream you wake up from. Cheesy as that sounds. Yeah.
Was there someone that inspired you, or what got you into that initially, like into kind of performance and comedy? Because
it was just me. No one influenced me. My parents have always been, well, to explain, my dad was a manager of a sort of a shop that sold tools like drills and screwdrivers and God knows what else. So big X on that one. My mother worked with old people in an old people's home, which I never wanted to do, obviously. My sister worked for an airline. My other sister is a driving instructor. So to be honest, it was...
You were like the... You know, it's
I'm the
like
black
the
sheep.
Yeah, the other end of the spectrum. Kind of.
Black sheep, but quite a pink sheep sometimes, yeah. It was just me. I've taken it all my life upon my own back to do whatever I wanted to, and I just wanted to please people, just make people laugh, and I love people seeing people smiling and stuff, and I'm so cheesy. So bad.
Where did that desire come from, to do that, to entertain people?
Well, the thing is, I don't think I've ever had it really before. Anyone sort of see. The thing is, I want to give people what I've never had. So I want, you know, I would love to walk into a, you know, a nightclub and someone come up to me and make me laugh. And but everyone's too self-conscious. No one thinks about comedy anymore. Everyone thinks about the image. You know, what they look like, who they're, you know, who they're talking to, who they are, what they're doing. Everyone's so sort of obsessed with time and money and stress, and I just want to just fall over and make people laugh. And it, I suppose I'm old-fashioned, I don't know. I want to give people what I've never had, perhaps.
Is that something you know, perhaps want to show in the plant?
I think so, yeah. To be honest, I want an absolute tit of myself on the plinth, because I think you have to. People have to. You've got to be able to laugh at yourself, like, sort of self-consciously, as well as other people. You just do it. Just have fun. That's one of the main things I wrote in my report when I signed up for this, is just enjoy yourself, have a laugh, you know, don't take things too seriously, you know. I mean, if there's, you know, if you've missed a bus, so what, you know, wait for the next one, sort of thing. I think that makes sense. I think I know what I mean. Yeah,
I think that's actually a really interesting, you know, kind of ideas, you know,
Well, it's just different, you know. People are just, I don't know, people don't have as much fun. You see, I see it as sort of, I mean, you know, I'm glad I don't have a mental age of whatever, 9 or 8, but I see it as kind of, you know, as you grow up, you get more self-conscious, you worry about your hair, how you look, you worry about the people you meet and the relationship you get into, and why, you know, why do people bother? I don't know. I mean, I'm as secure and sort of confident as the next person, but don't take life too seriously. Just have a laugh, for God's sake. You know what I mean? That's all I can say. It's bizarre. But I suppose, I don't know, I've realised over the years that you need to let yourself go. Yeah.
What would you say this project represents for you? You know, having the chance to kind of stand up there, and what do you think that says?
I think it says, I don't know. I mean, I could say the obvious, like sort of entertaining people, you know, telling people to get out there. I'll tell you what, actually, after tonight, when I've got up there and danced like a complete lunatic, I want people to go away and sort of walk past, like, you know, whether it be a homeless person or even a rude boy from Essex sort of thing with a boombox on his shoulder, which I've never been able to do myself because I'm so short. But, you know, they want to hear the music and start bopping around, you know, not, you know, sort of let go of their partner's hand for 2 seconds and just dance like themselves, just be themselves, just tear away from it for once. Just, I can't get that point across enough. They just have to be themselves and have fun. Really, it's just so important to me. I mean, I work with people who, one girl I work with in my office is always on the phone to her boyfriend, and you know, at the end of the day, she stands up straight and says, "All right, darling, I'm on my way, blah blah blah. We'll go to Sainsbury's and then we'll go home and do this and do that." I'm like, "Have you ever thought about doing what you want to do for once?" No, you haven't. So, you know, get up and be a tit, for God's sake. Like, you know, I can't explain it. Just have a laugh, for God's sake. It's fun. You know? Yeah. I'm so passionate about this. I could talk forever, don't I? But, yeah.
What is the kind of main thing you'd say about yourself? Or, you know, if you had some friends to describe you as a person, what would you...
Well, I don't know. The first person I can think of would say sane, which I find is quite nice. I don't know. I don't know how to explain sort of nicely insane, sort of comfortably different, sort of comfortably insane. That'd be a nice one. Crazy short is one I always get. Sort of, I don't know, mad, in a sort of, you know, nice sort of subtle way, mad. But yeah, people just think I'm sort of different, which I probably am, actually. Yeah.
Do you think what do you think you'll gain from this experience, and do you think it'll change you in some way, or
well, I'm not sure it'll change me in some way, because at the end of the day, it's as much as I, you know, love taking part in this, to be brutally honest, everyone else here interviewed has probably said, you know, oh, it's, you know, I'm getting up and I'm doing this for 1 hour, I'm absorbing it, I'm taking it into my veins, blah blah blah. It's getting up onto a block in front of complete strangers for 1 hour, which is probably no different to walking into a nightclub and getting up on a podium with your belt loose, sort of thing. I would love to say I'd walk away and, you know, think, oh wow, I'll do more of that. But at the end of the day, it's 1 hour, and one amazing hour of my life that I'll remember forever, but, you know, go back to normal life again. It's just kind of, you enjoy it and then it's over. So I get up and I'll enjoy it, and, you know, it's fun, it's mad, but, and then you leave it. So it's, I don't know, to be honest, I can't tell you if I'm going to be inspired or not until I've done it. But I have spoken to people who have done it before, who said it's absolutely frigging amazing. So let's hope the Lady Gaga works out. Yeah.
Yeah, just lastly, have you ever taken part in a kind of like art event before, in this like context of like art?
Never. Everything's been staged, scripted, choreographed, etc. And to be honest, I think I'm terrified, because I love improvisation, I'm good at ad-libbing, but I was only given 24 hours notice about this, so I'm terrified, because I'm going up on stage and I'm doing something that I don't know. People have asked me, like, oh, what are you going to do up there? And every time I said, I don't know. If it was scripted or choreographed, I'd say, oh, yeah, well, I walk on, you know, I'm on for 2 lines, then I'm off. Then I do a dance dressed as a giant nostril, you know, stuff like that. This is different. I won't say it's amazing. I won't say it's absolute rubbish. I'd say it's different, because I don't know what I'm going to do until I get up there. So but thank God I'm good at improvisation, you know.
Yeah. Well, yeah, I think that's great. Well, thanks a lot.
Cool. Okay.